food. And you find that during that time, beggars were very poor people, and they were regarded as the scum of the society. So you find this was the case in Jesus' time. You find that the blind and the beggars, they were very vulnerable, and they were totally dependent upon the people for charity and direction and guidance and protection. You find this was the case. So this is what we see happening. And we see in verse 46, the Bible tells us that as they came to Jericho, Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, they were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. So it's interesting, you know, when you look at the Gospels, all the four Gospels, you find that Mark tells us that Jesus was leaving Jericho on his way to Jerusalem. But when you look at Luke would tell us that Jesus was actually approaching Jericho. And when you look at Matthew tells us that Jesus was actually going out of Jericho. And the question is that how do we understand these references? And you find that commentators have actually come to reconcile that by telling us that the best way to understand this is that Jesus was in the vicinity of Jericho. He was going in, he was going out. He was not intending to stay there for a long time. So this was happening. Jesus was coming in town, and many people heard about it. And the word went and spread to the people that Jesus was going to come. And the news came in the ears of this man by the name of Bartimaeus and the other beggars. So you find that, you know, at this point, Jesus Christ was famous. They knew about Christ. They knew about Jesus. Remember that Zacchaeus, the tax collector, had come to faith before that. And he lived in Jericho, in that very place that Jesus was around. So you find that, you know, and also not only that, at this point in time, Jesus had also resurrected Lazarus from death in Bethany. And Bethany was a small village that was close to Jerusalem. So you find this man Bartimaeus, the story that Mark tells us is about this man Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus, he heard about Jesus. And what did he do? He decided to come in so that he would beg for alms. And you find that he was sitting by the road and he was blind. We do not know how he became blind. We have no idea of how he became blind. It's possible that he was born with this blindness from birth, or maybe something happened to his eyes through some illnesses, then he lost his ability to see. So we don't know how he became blind. But what we are told is that, you know, these people who were blind, they were seen as the scum of the earth. They were alienated. And what we know is that, you know, the Jews would particularly look at the blind people and say they are cursed. They are under some divine curse. Now, interesting, you find when you look at the same story is also mentioned in Matthew chapter 20. And Matthew talks about another blind person. So Matthew tells us that there were two blind people. But you find that Mark, in the passage that has been read to us, you find that Mark focuses only on one of them. And this is the man Bartimaeus. And Bartimaeus means son of Timaeus. So interesting, you find Mark focuses on this man, Bartimaeus. Interesting, as I've mentioned, when you look at Matthew and Luke, they do not even tell us the names of these blind people. And yet, we see Mark. Mark actually goes us to tell the name of this blind person. And the question is that why does Mark give us his name? It's very possible that this man, Bartimaeus, he became a well-known believer. So his name was, people came to know him after Jesus had actually miraculously restored his sight. So that's why he mentions him by name, because he seems as if he was a well-known believer. a well-known person in the early church. So by the time that Mark wrote the story, they already knew his name. So he mentions him by his name. So he's referred as Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus. And we are told in verse 47 that when he heard that Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout. Bartimaeus, when he heard that somebody's passing, this is Jesus of Nazareth, Bartimaeus started shouting. He started shouting. He says, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." So you find, you know, he was seated there blind. He could not. He heard the crowd rushing by. And he started asking the people, "Who is he?" Then they told him, "It's Jesus of Nazareth who is passing by." So remember that in Mark, we are told that the Jews referred to Jesus Christ as Jesus from Nazareth. So in other ways, they knew Jesus as a man who grew up from Nazareth. That's all. And interesting, you know, when you look at Bartimaeus' perception of Jesus, it's quite different from the people. Bartimaeus saw Jesus as the son of David. So he began to scream. He began to shout, son of David, have mercy on me. I remember, you know, when you look at this shouting, this was a shout out of desperation. He was desperate to see Jesus. He was desperate to meet Jesus. So we see him shouting. He's saying, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And this was a shout for help. This was a shout for help. Is it a year or two ago, my wife and I went to the hospital, to Kingsbury Hospital. We went there, and as we were coming out, my wife asked, she said, "Are there bathrooms?" Then someone showed us where the bathrooms were. Then she went into the bathroom, and I waited, wondering, what's happening? She's taking long. What had happened is that when she got in the bathroom, the handles did not work. So when she closed herself inside, she could not come out. But we heard the shout saying, "Help! Help!" A desperate shout. So in the same way, this is what we see happening with Bartimaeus. He shouted with this desperation, shouting, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So we find that Bartimaeus began to scream out of this anguish, out of this desperation. As he shouted, what happened? The crowd told him. He says, the crowd heard what Bartimaeus was saying. But what did they try to do? They tried to silence him. They tried to silence Bartimaeus. But that did not stop him. Why? Because he was desperate. He shouted, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Now, interesting, you know, Bartimaeus calls Jesus Son of David. And the title Son of David is the messianic title. He actually knew that Jesus Christ is the heir to David's throne. Jesus Christ is the Messiah. So Bartimaeus knew that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. The Messiah is the one who was going to receive the kingdom that had been promised to his forefather David. And you find that he is the one who was going to bring fulfillment to the promises that were made to David and to Abraham. So Bartimaeus calls his name the Son of David. Son of David. And we know also from the genealogy in Matthew chapter 1 that Jesus Christ came from the line or the family of David. And not only that, you find this was true when you look at his earthly father and his mother, both of them, they came from the line of David. So Bartimaeus is calling, he's not just saying Jesus of Nazarene, but he's saying Jesus, son of David. So in other words, he knew that Jesus Christ was more than a man. He is the one that came to fulfill the promises given to Abraham. And we know from Luke chapter 1 verse 32, when the angel appeared to Mary, this is what the angel said to Mary about Jesus Christ. He says, "He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord will give him his throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will have no end." So we see Bartimaeus here. He shouted the name you know, Jesus, son of David. So we see clearly that Bartimaeus acknowledged Jesus Christ as the Messiah. That's why he called him, referred to him as the son of David. Now, interesting. Bartimaeus goes on to make a request. Not only does he say, son of David, he goes on to make a request. He says, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. So here is a man that recognizes that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. Here is a man who knew his needs. He knew his needs. And his needs was the need for mercy. He didn't want anything else, but he just wanted God's mercy. He knew that he was a sinner. He knew that he was a sinner. And interesting, by his blindness, he's able to see that. He's able to see that. Whereas we've got the whole crowd is following Jesus, and they are not able to see their need. They've got eyes, they could see Jesus, and yet they could not see their spiritual need. And here we've got a blind man who is able to see his need. He knew that he was a sinner. He knew that he was a sinner. As I've mentioned, when he tried to shout in verse 48, we see that the crowds tried to silence him. They say to him, be quiet. Be quiet. They told him, rebuked him, be quiet. But Bartimaeus did not stop. He continued to shout all the more. To the crowd, he was becoming a nuisance. But he didn't care what other people thought about him. And here we see, as I mentioned, you know, the Jewish people looked down on the beggars. They looked down on them. They looked at them and said, they've got nothing to say. They've got nothing to contribute. So they tried to suppress him. But interesting, what do we see? We see Bartimaeus, he did not care what the people thought about him. You know, the crowd's effort trying to silence him had no effect at all on him. He was so persistent. He kept on, you know, shouting. He kept on crying out. He says, son of David, have mercy on me. So you find that Bartimaeus didn't care what people thought about him. Now, interesting here, as I mentioned, we see that he was blind. He couldn't see Jesus. He couldn't see the crowd. He couldn't even see the crowd. He could hear them, you know, talking. He could hear the noise, and yet he couldn't see. And what do we see happening? He couldn't see, you know, those who would hold him each and every day and putting him by the roadside. Every day, that's what happened to the beggars. They would take them in the morning, put them so that they could beg for alms. So he couldn't see even those people that you know, that would do that. And yet, and guess what? As I mentioned, you find that, you know, he knows his needs. His need is for mercy. His need is for mercy. One commentator said this. He says, Bartimaeus' faith had risen to the highest possible level. The highest possible level to open to him. His heart had seen the light before his eyes ever saw the light. His heart had seen Jesus before his physical eyes could see Jesus. So you find there's something that's going on in the life of Bartimaeus. In other words, the Holy Spirit was working in his heart. The Holy Spirit was working in his heart. And he was beginning to cry out. He knew that Jesus Christ is the only one that could meet his need. Now, interesting, you find Bartimaeus' attitude towards Jesus Christ reminds us of the story that we see in Acts 18, where we see two men who go to pray. One was the tax collector, and the other one was the Pharisee. And remember, the tax collector's attitude is similar to the attitude of Bartimaeus. The tax collector, what does he do? He acknowledges his spiritual poverty. He even beat his chest, and he will not even look up to heaven. And what does he say to God? He says, God, be merciful. Be merciful to me. I am a sinner. So he says, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I am a sinner. So in other words, this is how he saw himself. He knew of the mercy of God that had come to him, and that is through the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. So you find this is the same attitude that Bartimaeus had. He knew that there was no way that he could take himself out of his situation. It was only Jesus Christ who could change his life. So we see that happen. So he begs, he cries out. He says, you know, Son of David, have mercy on me. And in verse 49, what do we see? We see that Mark changes the focus now from Bartimaeus, and he puts the focus onto the Lord Jesus Christ. So we see that happening. In verse 49, we are told that Jesus stopped. Jesus stopped as he was walking with the crowd. He stopped. Although the crowd were trying to silence this man, Jesus actually stopped and said to the crowd, call him. So they called the blind man, and he was on his feet. They said to Bartimaeus, cheer up. On your feet, he's calling you. So you find that Jesus responds to the man, changes the attitude of the crowd at that moment. The curiosity drives them. Their curiosity drives them to let this thing happen. So they say to him, okay, Bartimaeus, here's your option. Here's your opportunity. He's calling you. Come to him. And we see how, what happened in the story. What was Bartimaeus' response? In verse 50, I love Bartimaeus' response. In verse 50, we are told that throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and he came to Jesus. And obviously somebody must have helped him to bring him to Jesus. But you see, he does that with joy. He does that with joy and gladness. He actually jumped up. He's excited to see Jesus. Then when he came to Jesus, Jesus asked him a question. And this is the question that Jesus asked. He says, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? Now, this is a very important question, because earlier on in the account that we see, Jesus actually asked the same question to the sons of Zebedee. They came to Jesus, and Jesus says to them, what do you want me to do for you? And how did the sons of Zebedee respond? And in verse 36, they said to Jesus, we want you to elevate us. We want you to put us on your right and on your left in the heavens. So in other words, they say to Jesus, we want you to put us in a position where everybody serves us. We want to be in a position of authority. We want to be in a position where everyone honors us. Everyone elevates us. But look at Bartimaeus' response. It did not respond like the sons of Zebedee. You see his attitude is different. Jesus says to him, what do you want me to do? And how did Bartimaeus say? He says, in verse 51, he says, Rabbi, other translation is the word Rabboni, I want to see. Rabboni, I want to see. The word Rabboni means my master. So he says, my master, Lord, I want to see. So in other words, he acknowledges that Jesus Christ is his master. Jesus Christ is his Lord. And my friends, you find this is the same, question that Jesus asked. But he says, how does he respond? He says, I want to see. This blind man, he knew his need. He is different from the other folk who will say, Jesus, I want to be in a position of authority. I want to be in control. I want to be in a position of power. You find that if this question was asked to people nowadays, Jesus would have received different answers. Maybe somebody could have said, Jesus, I want you to help me with finances. I want finances. I've been begging here. I'm a poor man. All these years I've been sitting here. Jesus, help me with some finances. But you find that Bartimaeus didn't ask for that. Bartimaeus didn't ask for that. And friends, one thing that strikes me is the attitude of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is the same today and forever. Remember that the crowds did not have time for Bartimaeus. But unlike the crowd, what did Jesus do? Jesus shows tender, loving care to the beggar. He was willing to stop. He was willing to stop. Remember that at this time, Jesus Christ was thinking about what laid ahead of him. He was thinking about the cross. This is the last days of the Lord Jesus Christ. He knew what was going to happen to him. And yet, he had time to wait for this man. He had time to wait for this man. So you find that he stops to those who call his name. Jesus Christ stops to those for those who call his name. He listens to our prayers. He listens to our cries for help. And this is what we see happening here. Jesus is listening for the cry of help from this beggar. And what do we see happening here? In verse 52, Jesus responds to them. He says, "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately, Bartimaeus received his sight. And when he received his sight, what happened? He followed Jesus along. That's what Mark tells us there. So immediately, when he received his sight, we see this is what's happening. This is really a picture of conversion. He received his sight, and he doesn't walk away. Other people run away and say, "No, I'm going to show my family. I'm going to tell them now I can see." But Bartimaeus doesn't do that. But what does he do? He follows Jesus along the way. So brothers and sisters, this is a picture of true conversion. This is a picture of true conversion. When one is converted, what do? They follow Jesus along the way. Now, interesting, later on in the Gospels, you find that, you know, believers were known as the people who followed the way. They were known as the people who followed the way. So we see here that Bartimaeus never doubted that Jesus Christ is the Lord or the Master. But we see that he's restored, he's healed. And what does he do? He follows Jesus along the way. Now, interesting, the word that Jesus used there, it says here, "Your faith has healed you." That very same word can be translated in two ways. The way "your faith has healed you," that's one translation. The second part that it can be, second meaning, it can be translated as "your faith has saved you." Your faith has saved you. So in other words, what are we saying here? You find that, you know, Bartimaeus was healed physically, but also it portrays something that had happened inside his heart. So in other words, you find that, you know, Bartimaeus began to follow Jesus. He began to follow Jesus all the way. And remember, as I mentioned, later on, believers were known as people who follow the way. Now, interesting, when you compare to Luke in the same story, Luke chapter 18, it tells us that when Bartimaeus was following Jesus, he was following him. That's what Luke tells us in Luke 18, verse 43. He was following Christ on the road, glorifying God. He was worshiping God, glorifying God. So in other words, the blind man became a worshiper of God. He began to worship the Lord. So I think you and I, we can grasp, what's happening here. You find there's a man who was stuck in begging, in beggary, but later on he puts his hope into Christ. And what's happening here? This is the same picture of a sinner. When you and I put our hope in Christ, in sin we are hopeless, sitting by the road, waiting for the chance to see the healer. Jesus Christ, what did he do? He comes on our way. And we put our hope in him as our God and Savior. And what does Jesus do? He heals us completely. He heals us completely. Now, you know, as we close this sermon, you know, what do we learn from this passage? There are a couple of things that you and I learn from this passage. And one of the first things that we learn is that Jesus Christ is the seventh king. Jesus Christ is the seventh king. You know, Jesus told the disciples about being a servant. Not only that, he demonstrated that by the way that he, he dealt with the Bartimaeus. He had time for the beggar. He had time for the beggar. You find the other people, you know, some people who are in ministry, when you want to see them, they say, no, you have to make an appointment. I don't have time for you. I'm busy. But look at the Lord Jesus Christ. He had time for the beggar. He was a servant king. And not only that, the Lord Jesus Christ is merciful and is compassionate. When you and I call upon his name for deliverance and salvation, what does he do? He grants that request. He responds to us. He provides salvation for us. So if you are with us here this morning, you haven't called upon the name of the Lord, this is an opportunity for you to call. Why? When you call on the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ is merciful and compassionate. He will listen to a sinner. He will hear the cry of anyone who calls for deliverance. Then thirdly, you find that Jesus Christ has power to heal. Jesus Christ has power to heal. Yes, he has the power to save us from sin, but at the same time, he has power to heal us from our diseases, from anything that we struggle with. The Lord Jesus Christ has got power to heal. Look at this man. We don't know how he became blind, but Jesus Christ was able to heal him completely. Not partially, completely. He was completely healed. And fourthly, friends, you and I have been approached by Jesus Christ elsewhere or somewhere along the road of our lives. In our blindness, in our desperation, he has passed by. And our hearts have been awakened by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we've cried out to Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. And what has happened? Jesus Christ has heard our cries. And how is this possible? Jesus Christ had to go all the way to Jerusalem. And when he went to Jerusalem, what did he do? He went to the cross and he died for my sin and your sin. And not only that, on the third day he resurrected from the tomb, giving us new life in Christ. So you find that you and I, you know, what we have experienced as believers is a picture of what Bartimaeus has gone through. So Jesus Christ has done that through the cross. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for this wonderful story of Bartimaeus, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we have gone to Jerusalem. And Lord, you have died on the cross for our sins. And Lord, because of that, Lord, our sins have been forgiven completely. And Lord, we have received salvation from you, Lord. We can now live a life of worshippers, following along the way of Jesus, worshipping you, Lord, just like what Bartimaeus did, Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for the salvation that we have received from you, Lord. And Lord, we pray, Lord, throughout this week, as we live our lives, we pray so that, Lord, we'll remember these words that we have gone through, Lord, through the story of Mark. And Lord, we pray so that, Lord, you continue, Lord, to remind us of the great salvation that we have received in you, Lord. So, Lord, we want to commit this week to you. We want to pray for your blessing, Lord, as we meditate upon these words. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.